May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and after everything that's been happening in our world recently, it may be more important than ever. This is Lisa Berry, and staying emotionally balanced during a pandemic can be challenging for everyone. So we thought we would check back in with Ann Arbor psychologist, University of Michigan professor, and author Dr. Robert Pasek for sort of a well-being checkup. How are you holding up?
I'm getting by okay, but it's hard.
It is hard. Even someone like you who writes books on self-awareness, which I think is so important at this time, and you're a psychologist and you teach at the University of Michigan, so you're saying even someone like you is maybe not having an easy time with all of this?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that people are really struggling, and I'm struggling too. I think everybody I know, we get through it like, okay, it's going to be 2 weeks, and then it's going to be 4 weeks, and now it's going to be another 6 weeks, and I just think that, with no end in sight, people are very depressed and are anxious about when things are going to get better. And, then we get the unrest in society where there's certain people protesting what's going on, and it makes you think, well, are they right? Are they wrong? What's going on here? So it's very hard.
What advice do you have for people who do sometimes feel like they're at the end of their rope?
Well, the best advice I have is trying to talk to somebody, because it's really hard to work this stuff out in our head. You think about our mind, and our mind is like dueling parts of self or dueling banjos. And when we start having that inner dialogue where, we're blaming ourselves, we're blaming other people, and we have no reality check, I think that's what creates this downward cycle. So it's really important, I think, for people to have some outlet of somebody they could talk to. But I'm saying that, and I realize many people are shaking their heads and say, well, I don't have anybody like that. Or the people that I call, and want to talk to or say, oh, everything's fine. I'm not doing fine. And so it's very hard for me to then say, oh, I'm not doing so well myself. And so, so I think people are really lost. And some of the outlets that they have, like running or going out in the nature, well, they can go out to nature now. But I think a lot of people, their outlets are at work or in their social world or in the volunteer work they do. And to be isolated is just not part of human nature. I mean, we are tribal people, and very few of us want to go to the woods and stay there for 6 or 8 weeks. I mean, when people do that, they're famous, either like, Walden Woods, yeah. That's Thoreau, but that's something people are inclined to want to do.
You have written a book, Self-Aware?
Yes, that's one of the books I wrote. It's called Self-Aware, A Guide for Success in Work and Life.
So knowing about yourself, and as you said, knowing what soothes you and that you need someone to talk to is so important. But I'll tell you, for me, sometimes it just sneaks up on me. What is that about?
You mean like being sad and depressed?
I think I'm going right along, and all of a sudden someone will hit me, and I think, oh, I thought I was aware of keeping myself calm and balanced, and then it was...
Well, I think that some of that is that we're kind of bombarded by these sad stories, and the papers just full of it, and the newspapers are, if you have newspapers, but if you turn on the news, there's human interest stories, and I just listened to one this morning of a 12-year-old girl who lost her father, her grandfather, and it's very, very sad, but it's hard not to empathize with those stories.
Right. Yeah.
And feel really bad, for the four nuns that died, or for the 27 people that were in a nursing home. And even if you don't have people in your own life, you worry about, well, it's just kind of like the creepy crawlers, and it's coming for all of us. And also, you just feel sad for the people who went through it, and you see what they're suffering from. So it does catch up on us, and it does make us feel depressed, and we don't have the normal outlets of talking to other people about it. So that makes it worse.
Now, you've come up with some guidelines for yourself to help you deal with this. I thought those would be good to share with
I mean, I think that, trying to continue to monitor how I feel is very important for myself. So I try to take my emotional pulse every morning and say, okay, how am I doing, and what would make today a good day? I mean, all we have control of is over, the day that lies ahead, and we don't have complete control over that, but what can I do today that's going to make me feel good? And, it could be reaching out to somebody. It could be an exercise video that I watch. It could be donating something to people who need it. But if there's just one thing that you could do in the morning that's going to make you feel good, and you know that, then that's a start. So being aware of what's going to make it a good day for you is a very important thing.
One of your guidelines is recognize the power of fear, but also appreciate that fear does not need to be my guiding light. Let's talk about that one.
Well, fear is a complex emotion, and it creeps up on us. It fear particularly likes those hours from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Likes to wake you and get you going, and your mind is really not capable of quite pulling yourself out of bed and pulling yourself out of thoughts. But, as many people that are quite inclined to be fearful, and when it gets to the extreme, we call it kind of being anxious. Mm. And some people are just wired that way. And then when the circumstances come along, that fear becomes activated. If you think about it, fear is really important because we have to trust our feelings when we're getting into dangerous situations. We have to be afraid. You know, we don't want to put ourselves into bad circumstances. And right now we're being told there's this kind of silent, invisible virus that we need to be afraid of because it could kill us. Well, that's kind of right out of a Stephen King novel. It's very hard to understand what do we do, who has it. So I think the fear, once you recognize, like, I am now in a fearful situation, you have to tell yourself, this is just fear. It's not my mind. It is in my mind, but doesn't have to rule me in the sense that I can go ahead and do what I need to do anyway. If I'm afraid because I heard a noise in the garage, I can still turn on the light and do a flashlight and check that there's nobody there because my rational mind is telling me that there's very unlikely that anything is wrong, but it's just that my fear is talking to me. So I like to say, feel your fear, but then do things anyway. Don't stop. Don't let fear control your life, because when it does, it could be really ugly.
One of Dr. Robert Pasek's guidelines that he's come up with as we deal with this pandemic right now is reach out to others who may need my support. So are you saying being a helper helps us back?
Absolutely, Lisa. I think that when we are helping someone else, that just makes us feel better. And I think it's kind of like we think we can help ourselves by doing something or buying something for ourselves. But really, if you stop to think about it, like, let's say you're thinking of an impulse buy on Amazon. Well, would that be better to buy something for yourself? Or be better to send it to somebody who could really use something? If you want to spend $20 or whatever it is it better to spend on yourself? Do you really need another one of those things you're going to buy? Or could you just buy something for maybe somebody who it would cheer them up? It's a game or a book for a kid or something. And I think, again, what would make your day feel good? Doing something for others is probably the best antidote to feeling down, feeling like you as bad as things are for you, you cheered up somebody who had things that were worse than you and you made them feel good.
And for the fault finders and the people who like to blame others, one of your guidelines is remember that most often bad things happen just because, not through the fault of my own or the fault of others.
Yeah, I think that in these circumstances, we have all these rules that we're trying to follow. And it's very easy to say, like, oh, I got sick because I didn't follow the rule and I went into bushes at 9 o'clock in the morning instead of 8:45 when it was a senior time. And that's why I've got a cold now. And that cold's going to get worse, and so you start blaming yourself for, I knew better than that. Why did I do that? But usually that's not why bad things happen. They happen. There's a lot of different things that lead up to it. Most of the people that are listening, self together people, they're not out there doing foolish things all the time that are going to mess them up. I think there's also a propensity in our leaders to blame other people for our problems. So, if this virus came, it must be coming from somebody who made a mistake in China, that kind of thought, rather than, these things happen. We're living in very tight quarters. We're living around animals. We're putting ourselves in circumstances. This is nobody's fault. It just happens. It's the way society is played out. So I think that kind of thing where you right away search for blame, and it happens in a second. If you ever drop something and you say, well, why did you put it? It's not my fault that I dropped that. I knocked that over. Why did you put it there? It's not supposed to be
right,
there.
Right.
So that really, that gut reaction is to blame somebody. It couldn't possibly be my fault that I tripped it. Somebody must have stuck a rock in the living room, whatever it might be. So that's a kind of a wired in thing to turn around and blame somebody or blame ourselves for being stupid. But it's really counterproductive to do that. And most of the time, we don't know why things happen. It's very complex. And if we had to do this all over again, and people said, oh, this is going to get really bad, would we know what to do? I mean, we still would be grasping for solutions. So I think that's another healthy attitude, is to not blame people for things that go wrong and not blame yourself.
One last quick word of advice for us to stay emotionally balanced and calm at this time.
Well, I'd say, you know, probably the best thing you could do right now, it's an old-fashioned thing, but use the telephone more. Make some phone calls. Call up people you haven't talked to in a while. You know, call up some friends that you know, you look through your book and say, you know, I haven't talked to my Uncle Pat in Nashville. I think I'll just call and say, how are you doing? Take 2 minutes to do that. And get out of your own woes and talk to other people about how they're doing, and I think that'll make you feel better.
And that's why we're talking to you, Dr. Robert Pasek, Ann Arbor psychologist. Thanks so much for sharing your wisdom with us here on 89.1
WEN. Oh, thank you. And I'll call you, Lisa, as soon as I'm struggling again, okay?
All right, great.